Game two of the series at Miller Park with the Rockies and Brewers. We pick it up in the top of the third. Bases are loaded. Gerardo Parra facing Zach Davies.
The Rockies have tied the game. The bases will be loaded for Gerardo Parra. The 1-2. Swing a line drive. That's going to be trouble. Broxton back into the alley. He's not going to get there. It's going to short hop off the fence. One run is in. Two runs are in. And a third run is coming. Here's the relay throw to third. And Parra will be out at third base. But it's a bases clearing double for Gerardo Parra. And the Rockies now lead it 4-1.
Reynolds has a base hit and a walk tonight. Marinez in his second game in the series. Reynolds a bouncer to third. That's a foul ball, or is it? Nope, it's fair. One's going to score, and in the second base goes Mark Reynolds with a double. It's going to be a double. That ball hit right down the line, and Joe West right on it, right over the corner of the bag, and Mark Reynolds having a good series here. Colorado now leading 5-3. That's base hit number 10. And here is Orlando Arcia to lead things off. 6-3 Colorado. Arcia struck out swinging. All from Miller Coors. Struck him out swinging. Member of our crew, the Pets. A swing and a miss. VR strikes out. And Tyler Anderson strikes out the side. Sixth inning coming up. 6-3 Colorado. Orlando right along with it. Trying to tie the game and maybe take the lead here. The stretch, coming back, struck him out swinging. Went to a breaking ball that time, and the inning is over. But the Brewers get two, and at the end of six, they've pulled to within one. It's 6-5, Colorado. Well, Hernan Perez is up there now with two away. 6-5, two outs, Colorado trying to make it two in a row. Strike two, here's the pitch. Struck him out swinging, and this one is over.
The Brewers dropped their second straight to the Rockies, and manager Craig Counsell talked about the loss and the performance of starting pitcher Zach Davies.
Craig, it's very unusual to see Zach throw as many balls as he did tonight. He almost had a 50-50 ratio. What were you seeing with him?
Yeah, it is strange to see him like that. And it really was, to me it was the second time through the order with those guys is really where a lot of the misses came, and he fell behind in the count a whole bunch. I thought there was a couple walks where I thought he was just pitching carefully to guys to get to the next hitter, but he got. It was a strange game because there was a lot of soft contact that cost them, really. But then he also, there was also some trouble from just getting behind in the count a little bit in the third.
Craig, a couple of guys are doing some damage, and Reynolds and Parra, and for them to have sort of veteran, those quality hitters kind of middle-low in their lineup, that's a pretty – they have a lot of depth in their lineup, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, this is a good lineup. I mean, that's not a secret. That's definitely a good lineup. They've built it like that, and yeah, I mean, this is, they're paying some pretty good money to a guy like Parra to, so be a fourth outfielder most of the time, really.
Shaw's been swinging it pretty well early on here. Is it good to see him with some success? Continue that success against left-handed pitching. He had some in the spring as well.
Yeah, no, he's having great at-bats. I mean, even the at-bat against, what was the at-bat that he grounded out and ended up getting an RBI It was just a really solid at-bat and fought him good and battled him good. So he's had very quality at-bats for sure.
Craig, do you see him as a guy who generally righty-lefty, that he's going to play most days?
Well, he again, like a lot of our guys, he's young in his big league career. Thus far, he did really well in 2015 and not so great last year, but I don't want to make a final determination on that. And we do need guys that are going to be in there most days. We can't have 8 platoon players out there. So, I think he'll get shots to play against left-handed pitching for sure. There'll be some guys that HP will be over there, but he's going to get a shot to play against left-handed pitching.
He had some success.
I think he's, you know, what he's shown us so far is certainly that he deserves it.
Craig, on that flare to left field where Shaw was coming around third, Eddie wasn't waving him home, and I don't know if he was really putting up a stop sign either, but was close to the bag.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, anytime there's two outs, we're going to be aggressive, you know, at third base. So, you know, Story ended up getting it. He ended up, it was a short throw, but it was still a relatively close play. So I'm all right with certainly being aggressive there. You know, it takes a hit to score him the next time. It's not like we just need contact. We still got to, next guy's got to get a hit. So we're always going to be aggressive two outs there.
Craig, you talked before the series about their good young arms and their pitching staff. They have logged a lot of strikeouts here the first two games. Their stuff's so good it's hard to make contact?
We're scoring, you know, we scored five runs both nights, so scoring runs.
The four straight called third strikes, though, that was kind of odd. You don't usually see four straight guys take called thirds.
Dunn made good pitches. I mean, he's making good pitches. I mean, we'll take five runs a night. We'll be all right. We're scoring five runs a night.
In other words, it's your pitching that's got to get pulled together.
Well, I think we got to catch the ball a little better. I mean, we, you know, I think there was a bunch of balls that we got our glove on tonight that just couldn't complete plays. So we got to make it, you know, a little easier on our pitching staff as well.